This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's very important to us nowadays. It's punctuation marks.
Well, not for everyone.
Yep, that's why I work in radio. It's because I'm lousy at punctuating. See, just now, you didn't hear me use my semicolon, did you?
I'm not even sure you use punctuating right.
All right. We're going to break down the least to most important punctuation marks that we use nowadays. Of course, in texting, when you're posting on your social media.
I believe the most important punctuation mark is the comma.
Okay.
Because without commas, people die.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, imagine the sentence, "Let's eat, comma, grandma."
Okay.
So, take away the comma.
Right.
Let's eat grandma.
Ow, ow.
See,
yeah.
There's a big difference in those two.
Yeah, I agree. That's very important. It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that's funny.
So today we salute the comma, Tom, the period, the colon, the semicolon, and yes, the quarter colon.
The quarter colon.
Is there such a thing as the quarter colon?
Not to my knowledge.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Should be.
Yeah, I guess there should be.
There's probably a quarter colon with cheese.
You think so? Okay, so let's break it down for you. Least to most important punctuation marks. I don't use as many in my text as I should. I use the dot, dot, dot just to kind of do a little pause there.
That's an ellipsis.
Really?
That's what it's called.
Oh, I thought that was some kind of car, like the Ford Ellipsis. Here you go. First one is, obviously, you know what the most important punctuation mark is, right?
Yeah. Don't say the period.
It is the period.
See, to me, that one is, it is and it isn't.
Well, according to this research, it's the oxygen of the writing world.
The oxygen of the writing world.
That's what they say.
I think it's deflation of the world because it's the end.
It's the end of the sentence. Cato?
Right.
Well, I know when I get a text and someone doesn't put a period after the end of the sentence, then I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, well, they're not through talking. Yeah. They're going to send another text because they didn't put a period. They didn't end that sentence. So, but they don't send anything else.
You must get very frustrated with Heidi.
I just don't know. I turn my phone off.
Okay. They say number two, Tom, is the comma.
Okay.
It provides breaks and breaths in your sentence.
It saves your grandma's life.
It does. It saves your granny's life. So that's important. They say next is the dash.
Really?
Yeah, the dash. Do you use that a lot in your
I do.
Writing? Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I would think that the...
Where would you use a dash?
Like, anytime you're talking about something... But wait, you want to talk about something else too, but now you're back to what you originally wanted to talk about.
So you
about.
Have two dashes there, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Question mark was number four.
See, I think question mark should be higher.
Okay, over the dash.
Oh, maybe even over the comma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I might would go comma, question mark, period.
And then they say apostrophe.
Right. That means you own or possess something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a contraction.
So that's Tom's computer. Right.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about my computer was a contraction. It's not.
I'm just saying.
I've had a contraction.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I have two.
Right.
That's the colon part. We don't want to know about that.
He hasn't got to the colon yet.
I haven't got to that one yet. And let's save that talk for the kids later on, okay?
What do you mean?
Quotation marks number six.
Those are important.
Okay.
That way you can say, I didn't say this. Someone else said it.
Mm-hmm. And then the colon was number seven.
Yeah.
And then hyphen. The hyphen, they say, was number eight on the list. Nowhere did they mention the asterisk. The asterisk.
That's because. Asterisk. Yeah, I'm not sure that it's actually a punctuation mark.
Yeah, you know what? I think so. Well, you're probably right, but I think we should salute the asterisk because for all those times we fill in the letters and the obscene words that you text someone, those come in handy.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, but so does the exclamation point, the number symbol, and the
dollar
percentage
sign.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can use all those. And go ahead, Cato.
I'm looking down at my keyboard right now going, which ones did I pick already?
Yeah.
The at symbol.
The at, you know what? The
hashtag.
I would say that one, the one you use for.
That's the at sign.
Yeah, the at sign. We all use that one now.
Well, you got the at sign and the hashtag. And the hashtag used to be known as the pound sign.
Mm-hmm.
But that one gets used a lot to let you know that something is in a certain group.
Mm,
hashtag punctuation.
Right, okay. Well, you know what? I think we need some new punctuation marks. Something between, I don't know, the period and the exclamation point, which was not mentioned. Is someone the,
which I use it a lot.
I know. I think a lot of people, when they're texting, use the exclamation point. But we don't have anything from the period to the exclamation point, really.
Why do you really need anything?
Well, I'm just saying because you go from, like, you know, ending kind of blah to excited and, you know, making a point.
Right.
There's nothing in between.
I don't feel like there needs to be.
It's kind of like the LOL. It's like sometimes you're not laughing out loud. You're just kind of chuckling a little bit.
I kind of feel like that would be the dot, dot, dot.
You think? Okay.
That's kind of in the middle of the exclamation and the period.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Makes See, sense. To me, the dot, excitement. Dot, dot is more like, what do you think about this?
Dot, dot, dot is continuing my thought in a moment.
So I think that exclamation marks are on the way out.
You think?
I believe emojis are going to take many of their places.
You're right. You are absolutely
right. No, that's wrong.
Yes, well, exclamation mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.